in summer. Summer is happening in all of its variety. The Coast Guard is asking everyone to make sure that safety is top of mind. The volunteer Coast Guard service is on track to double the number of emergency calls it has responded to this month, this January, when compared to the same month last year. Up north, Hibiscus Coast Guard President Rachel Hesse says her team has rescued numerous boaties over the past few weeks. Rachel joins us now. Kia ora, Rachel.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for squishing us in. I've been saying that to all of our guests who are out working and running teams this weekend. Just want to start with a thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. It's very appreciated.
Tell us about the month. I mean, it's not even over yet, but there's been some... The detail was included in my intro, but it's better that we hear it from you.
Yes, we've had a really busy month. So we are on the Hibiscus Coast, so we run out of Orewa Gulf Harbour. And we're one of the 8 units providing search and rescue services in the Hauraki Gulf. We've got about 45 active volunteers in the unit. And yeah, we've had an incredibly busy summer with nearly every day out on the water. I think we had 2 days which we didn't actually go out in the water. One was Christmas Day, and only because we spent our time at home with our families, but we were still available. And also the day that got up to about 60 knots, we made the call to keep our boat out, well, not on the water, but we were still available if required. We've probably done, I think, off the top of my head, about 30 taskings alone in our unit, which equates to just over 100 people brought home. And those first 3 weeks of the year, we've actually used $5,500 worth of fuel doing that. So it's been a really, really busy time period for us.
There are so many ways to go. So these questions are not in order of importance. They're just in the order that they arrive into my head. I want to underline the word volunteer.
Absolutely. Yes, we're all 100% volunteers on the coast. So we do it because we love it, and we love getting out there, and we love helping people.
Who pays for all of that fuel?
We are really thankful that we have some fantastic Coast Guard members. So anybody who's got a boat or a kayak or any type of water equipment, please join us, become a member. It's $150 a year. For that, we'll come out and get you whenever you need us. And a portion of that funding actually comes back to our unit to pay our petrol and pay our maintenance costs and keep our boats on the water.
When you talk about these 100 or so people, these 30 different situations, are there any that come to mind that you can share with us so that those of us who are more inclined to be landlocked can get an idea of what it is that your team's facing every day?
Absolutely. So probably one that comes to mind most recently was we were asked to go out and assist a yacht who had managed to get a rope wrapped around his keel and his prop. And while he was trying to secure everything, his boom actually came across the part where the mast sits on and actually struck him on the head. So very quickly it became, instead of just, we need to go help you, a quiet tasking, it was sort of, can we get to him at best speed to provide medical assistance as well. By the time we got to him, I'm sure everybody in Auckland can think back to the huge electrical storm we had that was torrential rain and lightning and thunder. And we had to make a call to put one of our volunteers on the boat to provide medical assistance in that. Once the gentleman was bandaged and he was okay and assessed that, no, he was actually okay, that we'd stop the bleeding, we had to get the crew member back out onto the deck and our crew members as well to actually relay out a tow line, put the vessel under tow and then tow it back through to Gulf Harbour. It was about 30, 35 knot winds, so particularly bumpy as well. High-risk situation with the rain, lightning, thunder, strong winds.
I was just about to say high-risk, and these rescues are complex.
They are complex. Quite often we'll get people saying to us, oh, we're so sorry, we just ran out of petrol, or oh, so sorry to bug you, we've just got a flat battery. We love those jobs. They're easy, and you get to come out and you get to meet some amazing people, and those are really our bread and butter.
But at the same time, are they wasting your time?
No, not at all. Absolutely not. No, we always prefer to come out and help people. Because what happens if we don't?
Exactly. Yes. Things get worse. And things, of course, on the ocean escalate, don't they?
Absolutely, yep. And they can get, you know, they can get worse very quickly, as in the gentleman with the yacht.
Tell us about your years as a volunteer, Rachel.
So I've been with the unit for 10 years. Almost 4.5 years ago, I became one of the skippers for the unit. And so I'm, responsible for taking the boat out and just maintaining our crew and our boats out on the water as well. They are commercial vessels, so we do need a commercially operating licence to take them out.
Oh, are you still there, Rachel?
I am.
Oh, good. Sorry, the line just suddenly made that sound of potential dead air.
Oh,
I do apologise. It was my heightened hearing that was kicking in.
No, I think it was actually my cat who jumped up on my phone and said, "Hey, Mum, what are you doing? I'd like to join in this conversation too."
Welcome, cat.
Yes.
What are some tips that you can give people? They're reminders too, aren't they? Because people are taking boats out. You don't take a boat out if you don't know what you're doing.
Sometimes people do. So we would absolutely recommend people to do, if they don't know what they're doing, to at least do a day skipper course, get your VHF operating licence. We see more and more people going out with cell phones, which are a great form of communication, unless they get wet or you're out in the Hauraki Gulf and you don't have service. And also, if you're making a call, you're just making a call through an operations centre to say help. If you've got a VHF radio, if you're in trouble, you know, you jump onto Channel 16 or Channel 64 and say, "Hey, guys, I need help." You'll find there's a lot of boaties out there that will come to your aid really quickly and while we're actually getting underway to you. So absolutely, get a radio. Make sure you check the forecast. We've seen this year some really changeable forecasts. We've seen forecasts not eventuate. We've seen forecasts get a lot worse than what they were. So make sure you watch the forecast, but you actually keep watching it through the day because things change. And, of course, most importantly, make sure you've got a life jacket and wear them. We wear them all day. They're incredibly comfortable. You can get the brand-new ones, which are all self-inflating. We wouldn't go out without them.
Put it on and keep it on.
Put it on, keep it on. It might just save your life.
If someone wants to become a Coast Guard volunteer, how do they get involved?
Absolutely. So you can jump on the Coast Guard New Zealand website. You'll see there is volunteering opportunities listed on the website. Doesn't matter if you have boating experience or not. In fact, sometimes we prefer you not to because we want to teach you our way of doing things. And you'll find that standardised across most of the Coast Guard units around the country.
Oh, I know. Let's talk about trip reports. What are they and why are they important?
Yeah, trip report is really important. So again, that VHF radio or even on your cell phone, there's a Coast Guard app you can download. You can put your trip report on it. You're basically ringing in to somebody, a land-based informant, and saying, "This is where I'm going, this is where I'm thinking I'm going to go, and this is the time we're coming home." It's really important that people do that as well. And I know some people might think, "Oh, I'll be right, you don't need to do that." For us in Auckland, those trip reports are all monitored, so they're all kept. So we have a history as to where you go, where you come back from, what time you normally come back, where you launch from, where you retrieve from. So if something does happen and you don't come home, our team can jump on and go, "Look, well, these people normally go to Kawau Islands. They normally spend the night at Bon Accord. Let's start there."
Just coming back to the detail that I had in my introduction, the numbers have significantly increased this year to last year. Why?
I think it's possibly more people going out on the water. There's probably less people travelling overseas. We are seeing a lot of boaties. We're seeing a lot of boaties that perhaps haven't used their boats in a long time, which is probably why we're getting a lot of these mechanical breakdowns, because, you know, the boats haven't been serviced quite as well as they should have been. We're also seeing a lot more kite surfers, paddle boarders, you know, personal watercraft on the water, which quite often we sent out to as well.
Actually, that's a good note. Let's continue on that for a moment. If people are on these personal craft, what is your advice for them?
Same thing. Take a VHF radio. A cell phone doesn't work when you've got wet fingers. Even if it's in a case, you won't get it to work if you've got wet fingers. Strap it to yourself and, again, make sure you wear a life jacket.
And just to finish, Rachel, because we'll let you get back to it, what, if people want to support the Coast Guard, what's What's your advice? How do they do that?
Yeah, so first, if you've got a boat, absolutely become a member. That's great. You can have monthly subscriptions, monthly donations. You can donate money in your will to us, which is another amazing way. If you see the teams out selling lottery tickets, so I'm about to head down to New World Orewa for the day. We're selling our summer lottery tickets. Out of every $15 ticket sold, the unit actually gets $10 of that back. Or ring your local unit and make a donation. We're quite happy to take donations.
Actually, before I let you go, Rachel, tomorrow is a public holiday for many people north of Taupō. You are Hibiscus Coast Guard. Could you just remind us the area that you patrol and any advice, tips for people who are heading into the water in your area?
Yeah, absolutely. So the forecast tomorrow at this stage looks like it's the best day out of the weekend. We have two vessels. So we've got one that comes out of Stanmore Bay, one that comes out of Gulf Harbour. Make a trip report, take a life jacket, take a VHF radio, and just have a great time. And if you need us, please don't be afraid to call. You know, we're really happy. We're just your friends out on the sea. We're more than happy to come and help you. And on that point, you know, if you're standing on land and you do see someone and you think they're in trouble, give police a call or Coast Guard a call, because, again, we'd much rather go out and make sure they're okay than the alternative.
That's very good advice. Thank you so much, Rachel.
That's right. Thank you so much. It was lovely to talk to you.
You too. Rachel Hesse, Hibiscus Coast Guard President.